So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Make sure when you talk to the media, you talk to them how this crowd tonight made a difference.
Yes.
They made a difference, absolutely. All right? Man, I'm so proud of you guys.
Now Chicago can use the clock as well. Automatically right now, they're in field goal range. They want to get seven. They can use the clock. Williams throwing, and it's caught for the touchdown by DJ Moore. Forget about the clock. Just take the lead when you can. 25 yards, six plays, 66 yards in 68 seconds. Do you feel the shaking a little bit?
I do.
I've done 31 games in the stadium. It's the first time I feel it shaking like this.
I'm here to watch.
I mean, I covered an earthquake in San Francisco, but this has nothing to do with an earthquake. Wow.
This is great, man. What a game.
What a game it was. Al Michaels on the call for Prime with Kirk Herbstreit. Ben Johnson said he wanted to be at home. He said, make sure you thank that crowd. Why? Because the Bears do not get it done. You do not score 25 points in the fourth quarter. Find yourself down 21-6 after three quarters. And the Bears come away ahead of final 31-27. They beat the Packers in the wild card round. The Packers are now on their longest losing streak ever in the playoffs, reaching now four games thanks to the Chicago Bears. Wow, that was incredible. Judson Richards with you until 10 o'clock this morning. Also this afternoon, we have the Wild Card Sunday triple header right here on The Score. So Bills, Jaguars, 49ers at Eagles, then the nightcap of Chargers and the Patriots. Today's triple header coverage begins at noon and continues throughout the day right here on The Score and the Odyssey app. It has been 2 hours of phone calls, and that is what we will do over the next hour as well. Asking you a number of topics. Most importantly, we are just celebrating this victory, right? We will have plenty of time to break. First of all, we don't know who it's going to be. It's either going to be the Rams or the Eagles in the divisional round next weekend. But most importantly, we're celebrating the first Bears win, first playoff win in 15 years. I'll continue to use this analogy because it's very easy math. My guy, Tyler Fangirl, on the other side of the glass, he was 9 years old. The last time the Bears won a playoff game, he is now shaving and 24 years old. I don't know if Tyler shaves, to be honest. Tyler's
I actually
got
just did yesterday. Funny you asked.
Congratulations. You don't have to shave for another 3 weeks now. Good for you. Good for you, Tyler. 15 years. That's how long it has been.
So I got to ask you.
Yeah.
I shaved on the day they won. Am I shaving every game day? Is this how it works? Well, I'm very superstitious.
Looking at you, you don't have a hockey beard to worry about. Nothing nothing major is coming in. So I think you're probably good waiting until... So you shaved game day?
I did. I shaved yesterday, yeah.
Okay, so just shave game day again.
Okay.
And it'll look very similar to what it does right now. Or maybe it'll have a big old beard. I don't know. 312-644-6767. Either the Eagles or the Rams next weekend. But most importantly, let's talk about it. Where did you enjoy it? Also, where does the individual performance of Caleb Williams rank for you as a Chicago sports fan? I don't need a number per se, but for how long you have been star for quarterback play. Caleb comes through with one of the more spectacular performances. I take you to 4th and 8, 5:38 left to play, a 27-16 game where the Bears are trailing by 11. If you do not get it, I do not believe the Bears win the game. And you do not get it with a statue of a quarterback. You do not get it with someone who is not only just a great athlete, a great passer, but there is just some natural innate ability. Where when I watched Caleb Williams at USC, you thought, okay, he was born to play that position. And even last year, you watched him where you just get a sense he has a better feel. Why is it a Houdini act? Because he just has a tremendous sense out on the field. But Ben Johnson said over the week, Caleb Williams was built for this. I didn't know that yet. This was not beating the New York Giants, who were, 2-10 or whatever they played. This was not beating the lowly Cincinnati Bengals and that defense. This was not the Packers in regular season. This was different. This was on the brightest stage, the brightest lights, down 21-6 heading into the fourth quarter. That is not a system quarterback. That is a special quarterback that the Chicago Bears have. Let's talk about it. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Josh in Crystal Lake with us on the Score. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for talking Bears on Sunday morning.
You got it, Josh.
So, yeah, I mean, obviously, I want to say great game, but it was a great fourth quarter. Yesterday was my son's 8th birthday. He is all things football. Everything Bears, but he just loves football. So we asked him yesterday morning, what do you want for your birthday? What are you hoping to get for your birthday? He says a Bears win. Okay. That's the first thing out of his mouth is a Bears win. Fast forward, to the game. So obviously it was his birthday. So we're doing cake. We got the game on recording, we're probably a half an hour behind. We're watching the game, and obviously, just like most of the games this year, by halftime, the frown face is on, right? Like we're already at that stage of like, can my heart take any more of this?
At 8 years old.
Yeah, at 8 years old. That is correct. And So I let him stay up till about 9:30. I couldn't do any more. He's already an hour past bedtime, and so he's got to go to bed. He's upset, and by that time, I needed the break. I needed a break. I couldn't take any more of it. I could not take any more of it. And so by the time I get downstairs, read him a bedtime story and yada, 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 wife's already on the couch. She's almost passed out. Okay. Turn the game on. Okay. And here we are, and the Bears are doing the same thing, and all of a sudden, it's like the Jordan Love that we've seen in the playoffs. He doesn't have it, and you can see that he like this is that guy, and then on the flip side of this, and this is what I wish we had a stat for. In baseball, we've got the WAR stat, wins above replacement, right? How important is player A opposed to player B when it comes to contributions to the wins? Caleb has got a 45% completion percentage in this game, but the throws that he's making, right, the ones that count is the ones that are being completed, the ones that are happening, like those throws. And by the time it's all said and done, I'm sitting there, I'm waiting for I'm obviously waiting for that pass, right? That last pass, like a Packer is going to catch it in the back of your brain because of all this Bear stuff that we've been through. Some Packer is going to come up with a catch, and it didn't happen. And I can breathe, but I can't scream because my wife is sleeping on the couch.
Josh, when does your son get to enjoy this finish? Did you wake him up early this morning to finish the game?
The first thing, he comes downstairs, and I'm sitting on the couch with my coffee. He comes downstairs, and he comes sits right up next to me because I know exactly what's going to happen, and I got to put the highlights on the phone for him.
Attaboy. Yep. Josh, I got to say, I'm a little surprised you didn't let him stay up.
Yeah, he was already falling out.
Okay.
He was already falling out.
Yeah, well, that's what that first half did. Josh, thanks. Thanks for that story. I appreciate it so much. I have a five-year-old. We're still waiting for the real investment. You know, he rocks his Bears beanie every day, but we appreciate bedtime. I think if he's eight and he's into it, maybe I let him ride it out. But what you just said about the first half, it felt like the cape was off for the Bears, not just for Caleb Williams. The San Francisco 49ers, great comeback, couldn't get it done. Detroit Lions, very flat, late comeback, couldn't get it done. And I think that we all thought, all right, well, if they're going to win this game, it's going to have to look different. You can't win that way in the playoffs. Well, we were all wrong. We were all wrong. It should not be the blueprint. You know, every play they run has a plan. Think about how many plans did not work for them in that first half. But this was the seventh game-winning drive of the season. The Bears are only the fourth team in postseason history to win a playoff game when trailing by 15-plus points in the fourth quarter. That was the Packers' largest postseason collapse. That was the third most points in a fourth quarter in a playoff game in NFL history. This team is just different. This team is one that we will never, ever forget. And by the way, for your eight-year-old, Josh, your eight-year-old son, a reminder of this. First of all, Colston Loveland is 21 years old. I don't believe any rookie tight end, let me have this stat right, I don't believe any rookie tight end, he's the second rookie tight end since the mergers, that's 1970, with a 100-plus yard playoff game. Just the second. But your quarterback is 24 years old. So as you worry about completion percentage or worry about slow starts, focus on the end in his youth. Focus on his final game performance, end of game performance, combined with a first-year head coach, a second-year quarterback, who are only going to grow together. Right? Like the Bears, the 2010 Bears, like, we're not followed up by a great performance 2011 or great performance 2012. You have to believe that we are set in some sustained success while also living in the moment and enjoying last night and wondering what could come in the divisional round. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Cheryl from the South Side with us on the Score. Hey, Cheryl, what's going on?
Hi, Justin.
Hi, Cheryl.
Okay, yeah. Well, mainly I'm calling about is like, oh my God, I can't believe we won that game. That's just like crazy. But also, too, I agree with the, like I was telling the guy who
answered
the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tyler, that I agree with that caller earlier that, you know, I'm also reveling in the fact that this is putting the Packer organization like into like a tailspin, and like that can only help the Bears.
Yeah, Cheryl, no, I agree. It's you know, a caller earlier just kind of took it to the next step, not just hey, the Bears beat the Packers, or hey, they, you know, the they finally turned the corner a little bit on this matchup. It's like, no, what sort of chaos or disruption did Ben Johnson and the Bears potentially put on the decision makers in Green Bay? Ed Policy has taken over running the organization. Okay, so you've got a GM and a head coach who are approaching their last year on their deal. And as it's been discussed, right, the combination of Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love, they have only reached the seventh seed. The seventh seed in the playoffs is new. Okay, it's usually been six teams. So you would say that three times, potentially, if they didn't add the seventh, they would have gotten to the playoffs. So did Ben Johnson not only beat Matt LaFleur twice, did he cost him his job? Those are decisions that are going to be made in Green Bay as Matt LaFleur has one more year left on his deal. You don't want to head into a lame duck season. If Matt LaFleur has an incredible year, then he would be able to be flexible, have leverage. So they're either going to sign him to a new contract or probably fire him with what happened in the worst loss in Packers playoff history that happened last night. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Nick with us in Grays Lake. Nick, good morning. You're on 6-7 The Score.
Hey, how's it going?
Going great, Nick.
All right, so I've been listening for like the past hour or so, and there's so many great things have been brought up. Don't forget, Matt LaFleur also had a quarterback by the name of Aaron Rodgers and couldn't get to the Super Bowl. So, like, that's a factor that I'm sure ownership and management is going to take into consideration, how he keeps making the playoffs but can't get to the big one.
Yep.
The one I wanted to really talk about was, like, so I was not at the game, but I was watching it on TV at home. And, you know, the first half, like, oh, my God, was just – it was disheartening to start. Like, 21-3 at half, and then your head coach is calling fourth down plays instead of punting, which I don't blame him one bit, because our defense didn't show up, hasn't shown up for the past 2.5 games. But then the second half comes, and we get – the first stop, which honestly I thought was a fluke. Then they get another stop, and I'm like, wait a minute. And then a third stop, and like, we have a defense? And then the fourth, and like, oh my God, they came to play. And then it's like, oh, we have a chance. Like, I never thought we didn't have a chance, but like, we have a better chance now because the defense came to play. And then it's like the last play of the game, and I was telling Tyler this, the ball was snapped, I saw it was dropped, and because of the crowd, my TV froze.
Come on.
It went, that is 100% serious. My TV froze or went black, and it's a brand new TV. I got it for my birthday this year. So I knew it wasn't the TV's fault. And I'm like, I have a 3-year-old that was asleep. And my wife and I just welcomed twin daughters in August, and they're 4 months, and they weren't sleeping all day, so we finally got them to sleep. And the noise I almost made, my wife probably would have divorced me on the spot, probably would have killed me. But like, she's like, Nick, you're gonna scream. Please don't. So I ran outside and I just went up and down the block just screaming my head off.
You went outside.
Sure, I woke up the neighbors.
You had to go.
In a t-shirt and shorts and Crocs, mind you, in this weather. It's bear weather, so I'm not afraid of it. And, that was my moment. This has been great. And last thing, if you don't mind, the games that come to mind that this in Chicago lore, there was the divisional round where we beat Seattle in the Super Bowl year.
Yeah.
Where Rex Grossman hits Rasheed Davis and then Gold hits the field goal. I was at that game. I lost my voice. but I think this game ranks just above when Derrick Rose hit the 3-pointer against Cleveland to win that game.
Nick, yeah, thanks for the phone call. I love that comp. Again, we've got a couple of Derrick Roses. And, you know, there is so much of a player that can do it all, right? Whether it's in the system or whether it's be special. And that's what we saw. And, you know, the first half of this game, the first half, you didn't know who you were more angry with, the offense or the defense. But as hard as that defense was to watch, it was the consecutive punts that kind of changed the tone of this game. And really, it felt like it got the crowd back into this game as well. And just as we're reliving this, 21-3 at halftime, 25 points in the fourth quarter is what it took. And Nick, that is such a great story of newborns. You can't wake up, so you have to go outside and run around in a very, very cold evening. And that is a story that you would tell your kids about for so long, right? Sports so much is creating memories. Sometimes you have to be patient for those memories. Sometimes they sneak up on you, like being down 21-3 at halftime and then winning the way that the Bears did. We are going to be with you all the way until noon on 6-7 The Score. We're keeping it right here. We are taking your reaction. We also are going to celebrate a newcomer to the Chicago sports scene. It is Alex Bregman making his way to the Chicago Cubs. We'll talk a little Cubs with Bruce Levine coming up next.
father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's on the score.
And Bregman seems to be their main target, in part because of the leadership. And it's the same with the Red Sox. They want him not only for what he brings on the field, but what he brings in the dugout, in the clubhouse, in all kinds of ways. We've had stories in The Athletic about Bregman. I remember one with the Astros in particular, where he took a pitcher aside and said, listen, you need to do this, this, and this. He watched video with him and helped that pitcher improve. He does that kind of thing all the time. So there's an intangible with him that doesn't necessarily exist as much with the others.
All right, there was some great reporting from Ken Rosenthal on The Athletic on Inside the Clubhouse and 6-7 The Score yesterday, as he gave us an inkling that, yeah, the Cubs were setting their sights on Alex Bregman. Judson Richards back here with you. It was a game we will never forget last night, and I'm with you all the way until noon today. The phone lines are lit. We will continue to get your phone calls. If you're there, stick with us. We'll continue to get to it. But last night, the signing of Alex Bregman, it's too big not to discuss. And a man who has been all over it is our guy with 6-7 The Score, Bruce Levine. Bruce, good morning. I know that you were probably watching the game. Were you as surprised to see the news come down from Alex Bregman, or did you get an inkling this was coming?
I was very, very aware it was coming. We've been reporting it for weeks, and they've had so many conversations with Bregman over the last month that, I don't think we knew this was inevitable, but we certainly thought that there was a good chance it would happen.
This soon, though, Bruce. I know that some people thought this, you know, some of these signings could take until spring training. You're surprised at all it happened January 10th?
Well, some people have been upset, Judson, that it hasn't happened you know, it didn't happen a month ago, right? So, you know, people have been looking at the Cubs and saying that they won't spend money, they're cheap, they're not going to spend what they could to have a championship caliber team. I think this this certainly answers it. And again, there's still, you know, another month to go until spring training starts. So there's still plenty of time to add other pieces to this team that looks a lot better. They don't necessarily have a closer unless you think Daniel Palencia is the guy after having middling results there last year. And they certainly are down an outfielder or two. But when you look at the lineup with Bregman in there and the consistency that he brings at third base, the gold glove, you know, you've taken not only the offense up a step, but you're adding a gold glove third baseman to a team that has, you know, four other gold glovers in the mix there. So this is not against Matt Shaw. Matt Shaw was terrific last year defensively and showed signs he's going to be a good ball player. But, you know, there's still some answers for this team going down the road. But if you put Bregman in that lineup somewhere between 2 and 5, it changes the dynamic, and it also gives you an offensive player that can certainly replace a lot of the numbers that are left behind by not being able to sign Tucker again.
Bruce, what do you make of the contract? 5 years, $175
million. Well, we don't know $175 million. We don't know how it's spared out. So my guess is that a lot of this is going to be deferred, meaning that the present-day value of the $175 million isn't the same. You know, and it also gives some flexibility in that salary cap, not in the salary cap, but in the overall structure of your payroll each year, so you're not going over into the luxury tax. So there's still probably going to be room for the Cubs to add through that, you know, venue as well, to be able to go right through and add another player or two via free agency. Nothing to the point of this type of money, but if you need a left-handed hitting outfielder, if you need another bullpen piece, there's probably going to be flexibility in there. And then it brings us into the conversation. Where does Matt Shaw go in this? You know, what happens to him? Is he a super utility player at age 24 going on 25? Or does he go back to AAA? Or does he become a piece, a trade piece for you down the road here?
He's 6'7", the Score baseball analyst Bruce Levine with us on a Sunday. Judson Richards along with you. Bruce, a little bit more about Alex Bregman. You know, when they signed Kyle Tucker last year, they then traded Cody Bellinger. Is there any moves that we could see currently on the roster with the addition of Alex Bregman?
Well, I think anything is possible, but like I just alluded to, is Matt Shaw your second baseman of the future, knowing that Nico Hoerner only has 1 year left on his contract? Nobody likes to hear that Nico, who was arguably their best all-around player last year, would be moving on after this year. But the reality of the situation right now is he's got 1 year left. So does Happ. So does Suzuki. So do a number of the pitchers on the team. So with that in mind, you know, is Shaw the second baseman of the future? You know, middle infield was where he played mostly in college and early in his career in the minor league. So is he what they're looking at as second base after next year? Is Hoerner still a trade piece? His name has come up quite often recently as possibilities. Teams are certainly looking at him and desiring him. Why wouldn't they? But, you know, the other part of the equation, Judson, is you've added this really outstanding piece in Bregman. Why would you break up this team offensively and defensively by trading Hoerner? And the answer to that is, if you're a front office executive like Hoyer or Carter Hawkins, you listen to everything and you decide what makes your team better. Is trading Nico Hoerner ever going to make you better with 1 year left before he becomes a free agent? I don't have those answers, but I think talking to Jed Hoyer this week and Carter Hawkins. We're going to hear a little bit more about what their plans are.
Bruce, it's been a great week for the Cubs, right? The addition of Edward Cabrera and now Alex Bregman. Do you see this roster as matching last year's win total at 92 wins, right? Craig Counsell had the quote, we got to build a 90-win roster. Do you think that the Cubs are already there by January 11th?
Well, I mean, they're taking a step forward, but we don't know what that bullpen is going to look like. There's a lot of developing. There's a lot of pieces that they've added in the bullpen to replace some of the very good pitchers that they had last year. So from year to year, the unknown factor is certainly the bullpen and how that's going to play into it. The Cubs' bullpen was a strength for them almost the entire year. I think from late April on, that was a strength. And adding Kitteridge was a master stroke. He was outstanding. Again, he was traded earlier this winter back to Baltimore. But we don't know how that bullpen's going to look, and we know how many games are impacted by the bullpen. They've done a lot of heavy lifting to bring in some really good arms like Maton. But seeing how that works and seeing what they have going in. I mean, on paper, from right now, if the Cubs don't do anything else, they're going to be considered the favorite in the Central Division, even over Milwaukee. And we're still hearing that Milwaukee is considering trading Freddie Peralta. We've heard it all winter.
Yeah.
So 1 year left on a contract for him. So there's a lot of moving parts, but I think the Cubs are in a position to be a better team right now than they were going into last year. Now, the results, we don't know, but, looking at them, I think, people should feel real good about it, and there should be a real buzz at the Cub convention this weekend here with these additions and the idea that the Cubs in 2026 are going for it.
Yeah, you talk about great timing to stir up enthusiasm with the Cabrera move and the Bregman move, heading towards CubsCon. Bruce, before we let you go, any other names we should be keeping an eye on that the Cubs may be tracking to continue to add to this roster?
I would just say, keep your eye, continue to watch for outfielders and, free agent outfielders in trade. After losing Casey and Tucker, you're down to Suzuki playing right field every day. And although he was certainly a better version of himself defensively last year than he was the year before, there's question whether you want him out there for 150 games. And the idea that Moises Ballesteros is going to be a big part of this offense. He's going to be, most of the time, their left-handed DH during the season. And this is a guy that has gained the trust of Craig Counsell and the coaching staff right away. I mean, he only had like 80 at-bats, but, the guy hit 300. He has power. By the end of the year, he was hitting in the middle of the lineup. When Tucker wasn't available, he was the guy hitting in the middle of the lineup. So they have some firepower that people aren't necessarily recognizing right now. The key is adding a professional right fielder, a guy that can play maybe all three outfield positions. They're going to need that. And also keep working on that bullpen to see if they can get another big arm. It's going to be interesting, but you do have to give the Cubs credit for making some really stealth moves here and showing they're not afraid to spend some money.
Yeah, last night it felt like, well, the Bears may lose this game, but at least for Cubs fans in Chicago, you got Alex Bregman. Now we get to enjoy the Bears' victory along with a new third baseman for the Chicago Cubs. Bruce, thanks for a few minutes on a Sunday morning.
No problem, Judson. Have a great day.
All right, there he is. Bruce Levine, great stuff and great reporting yesterday on Inside the Clubhouse. Not only from Bruce and David, but Ken Rosenthal really kind of set the tone or expectations that it could very well be the Cubs and Alex Bregman. And sure enough, Tom Ricketts at Soldier Field last night. He was out in public as Jeff Passan broke the news that the Cubs have a new third baseman, Alex Bregman, a career 132 ops plus player, and now your new third baseman for the Cubs, along with Edward Cabrera, who joins the Marlins. So a great week for the Cubs, along with, of course, a great week for the Bears. Judson Richards with you until noon this afternoon on 6-7 The Score, and we are going to continue to talk about what this Bears victory means. Not only celebrate it, but discuss moving forward the Ben Johnson regime. I don't know if I mentioned, Ben Johnson becomes the first Bears head coach in the history of the organization to win a playoff game in his first year at the helm. That's how impressive Ben Johnson has been. Also this afternoon, the Wild Card Sunday triple header on the Score. Bills, Jags, 49ers, Eagles, then the nightcap of the Chargers and the Patriots. All right here on 6-7 The Score and the Odyssey app. If you're wondering, it will either be the Rams or the Eagles coming up this weekend at Soldier Field. We're going to step away. Phone lines, we are completely loaded. This is about you, right? We are here to give power to your voice, to be an outlet to celebrate this victory and discuss whatever you want with this game. One thing we've been asking you, where does the Caleb Williams performance rank in what you've seen from Chicago athletes from that individual mark? 312-644-6767. More texts and phone calls coming up next.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So it's fourth down and eight. As they get to the Green Bay 49, Williams chase, throws, and it's caught at the 30-yard line. Well, Madunze on a fourth and eight keeps it going.
I mean, are you kidding me? This This is why when Caleb Williams was coming out of USC, it was plays like this that made everybody go, this guy is just one of one as far as his abilities. Think about what's at stake. It's fourth down. Game is over. And he throws it up and over the defender right into the hands of a doomsday.
I mean, the best throw until he makes the next best throw, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can say that every week with this dude, man. He's a spectacular talent. Super happy to be his teammate and watch him thrive out there. So, you know, like he kind of said, we're not finished. We have more to accomplish. So, excited to keep going with 18.
Wow, what a quote there from Rome Odunze talking about what's been accomplished so far by Caleb Williams. Rome said the best throw until he makes the next best throw. You could say that every week with this dude. And that fourth and eight play is the one. It wasn't even the touchdown pass, but it extended the game. It extended the drive and allowed the Bears ultimately to come back, score 25 points, and win an absolutely unforgettable game last night at Soldier Field. Again, I thought about it this morning driving in. It's not hyperbolic. If you watch Bears football, if you care about these teams, in Chicago, you will never, ever forget about what you just watched last night. You won't. Are they going to win the division round? I don't know. It doesn't matter. I said the same or had the same thought about the overtime victory against the Bears, and that was in the regular season. This is where legacies are truly built. I'll tell you, Gerald McCoy said on NFL Network last night, he said Caleb Williams is the best Bears quarterback ever. Now, it may be a bit premature. If he wins the Super Bowl this year, then I'd probably agree, probably. But I hope he has sunglasses on because the future is bright. Like that is ultimately what we are celebrating. A 24-year-old quarterback. His favorite target is a 21-year-old in Colston Loveland and a first-year head coach. That is where we sit today, enjoying last night and celebrating perhaps what's to come. 312-644-6767. Again, all your NFL wildcard matchups today, your Bills Jaguars, your 49ers Eagles, your Chargers Patriots, the nightcap, it is all right here on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app. Vito has been really, really patient with us on the phone lines. Vito, good morning to you.
Good morning, Judson. And just to everything you just said about the talent of this kid and his abilities to create, his athleticism, we got to talk about this kid's maturity, too. Yep. And don't you think that so much of that skill is predicated on his ability to handle the bright lights of Chicago and just perform day in and day out and earn the locker room as a second-year quarterback? He's got all those guys behind him. And the highlight of every Bears win for me is that good, better, best speech by coach in the locker room. And this last one, he gave the game ball back to coach and had a great speech, got choked up. This kid is something different, and it's just so much fun to watch. And I just think of all the shade that was given to him at the beginning of this whole process, and here he is performing amidst all of that. I just love it.
Vito, let me ask you, what did you make of, I wouldn't call it antics, but it certainly was a different Caleb on the sideline. Very, very vocal, very emotional. Were you concerned at all that it's like, it's unraveling where he didn't totally look like himself?
No, I mean, I don't know. I think that a couple of things you think of the antics, the shredding the cheese after the game and these kinds of things.
That was antics
anybody,
for sure.
Right?
Yeah, that was definitely antics.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just don't think that we have seen this kind of passion. That's what I would point back to it. And I think that you can earn the ability to have maybe a different attitude at different times because of the leadership that you've displayed over the course of the period of being a lead guy in this team. And so I don't worry about that stuff as much. It's a different generation too. Younger kids having fun, and they know how to talk to each other and give that hard feedback without those hard feelings. And I think he's really, really good at this as a very young person.
You know, we give Ben a lot of credit for how he's kind of coached up Caleb. But I also think we also need to give Caleb an incredible amount of credit for having the capability or the maturity to be coached as hard as Ben Johnson has done it, right? I mean, listen, Caleb was rich in college. He was the number one overall pick. I think, you know, he's a grown man too. He's a young one, but a grown man. Like, for him to be open and available for Ben Johnson to put him through what he put him through in training camp says so much about number 18.
No, there's no question. I'm actually a journalism professor, so I work with students all the time, and I think about that coachability aspect of any human being. If you can come in with confidence and add coachability to that, you can go anywhere. I mean, really, that's what you need. And so you're right. I mean, there's so many egos. There's prima donnas in this league. There are people who are there for themselves. And man, doesn't it just feel different? I mean, this team is all there for each other. This is not a Bears team that I've ever seen. I'm 44 years old. It's like, guys, this is not a team that I have seen. I've not seen this energy. I've not seen this cohesion, from top to bottom. And I think it starts with Ben Johnson of setting that tone. And I think it's the buy-in, and I think it's the maturity of, again, their leader here, who is just a second-year quarterback, and everybody's bought in. This is really exciting. This is a young team, too, but young and old, everybody is bought in. And, hey, what could happen? I don't know. Maybe we go to the Super Bowl. This would be fun.
You never know. Vito, thanks so much for the call, right? I think a better way to put it is, why not us? I go, why not us is a great way to put it, and I just can't believe we get another game. I with the way the first half went, you may have been doing a little bit of the, well, it was a good run. It was a good run, and I bet their first round pick is probably going to be a pass rusher. That may have been more of the first half thoughts. The fourth quarter thoughts was we get to fire this thing up again at Soldier Field, no matter who it is, the Eagles or the Rams, next weekend. And to Caleb's maturity, to his dad Carl. His dad, lot of excerpts in that book coming out of Seth Wickersham. Caleb is built the way that he is. All of the things that we just said about him, the maturity, has to do with his mother and his father, in my opinion. If you read about him as a kid in high school, he lived in an apartment alone, so he had a lesser commute. Obviously, you do not allow your son to do that if you don't believe in his maturity. And I believe parents build maturity. So as much as has been discussed of Carl and the tough decisions heading into the draft, he is the man that he is because of his mom and dad. I believe that. They have a huge hand in him with the way that he handles himself at the podium. And then a lot deeper than that, more challenging, is the way that he handles himself in the fourth quarter, the poise. Now, the poise got away from a little bit, but I don't mind yelling on the sideline. If there's one person that's yelling, especially if it's about routes, you want your quarterback to know where everyone's supposed to be.
Was that the most animated we've seen Caleb 100%. Williams all season?
It's not even close, right? But this was the biggest game. I know there's talk about body language, and Ben Johns was asked about it, said he'd go back and look at it. Like, emotions are high. Only thing worse would be to suppress your emotions and not communicate. No one was yelling at each other. It just was in the moment. And if there's ever a person... I mean, I love Tom Brady yelling at his offensive coordinator, Bill O'Brien. I mean, that's the good stuff. Let's go back to the phones. 312-644-6767. Kevin is with us in LaGrange Park. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning. Love you. Love your show. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing great, Kevin.
Great. I just wanted to comment. We had a party last night. I'm assistant coach for our Little League team, so we had some other coaches, family, friends, about 35, 40 people. Half of them were kids ages 6 to 10. So you can imagine you can imagine how that party went.
Yeah.
But we had a great time, and it was funny because halftime came up, and the score was what it was, and we were kind of looking around, and nobody really seemed worried at all. And so I looked at some of the guys, and I'm like, guys, I said, we got them right where we want them. We're a second half team, and everyone was pretty calm about it. But it was funny because with about 4 minutes to go, we all the kids were upstairs playing where all the desserts were. So they were hanging out up there. And so I called all the kids downstairs to watch the final 4 minutes. And you couldn't imagine what it was like with 15, 6 to 10-year-old kids down here screaming at the top of their lungs, Green Bay sucks, Green Bay, you know how little kids are, right?
Sure.
Yes. Little leaders. And so we told them, I said, I have to give my son Parker, who's 8, a little bit of credit on Caleb's development, because a couple games back when they started making their comeback runs at all these games, the first game Parker gets on the exercise bike with a couple minutes left, they come back and win. Second game, he gets on the exercise bike. A couple minutes left in the game, they come back and win. So it became a running thing now with the coaches and friendly. You texted me at the end of the game, Parker, tell Parker to get on the bike, get on the bike. So sure enough, he comes down last night. I'm yelling at him. He's like, Daddy, do I have to get on the bike? We're like, yeah, go, go, go. And he's pedaling faster and faster. And they came back and won, and we were cheering Parker's name. And I have to give some of the credit of the Bears' success this year to my son.
Well done, Kevin. Great story. I appreciate it. Thanks for setting that scene. You know why? Because when you think about, take that example from ages 6 to 10, going crazy over a team, right? Like, this is how the love of a team in a city, in a community, in a neighborhood, in the Chicagoland area, this is how it's woven into the fabric of how we live. And sometimes it takes great patience to have those types of moments. In this case, it took 15 years to win a playoff game. But the one that they won last night, you will never forget. And we're with you for another 2 hours. Let's continue to talk about it. Most importantly, we are here for you to hear from you at 312-644-6767. Also, did you hear what Caleb Williams said to Ben Johnson when he gave him a game ball last night in the locker room? It is must-listen audio. We'll have that coming up next. And more text, more phone calls coming up on 6-7 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.